Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Now, most of us understand why, at the first coming of Jesus, the devil tried to kill the Jewish people because he didn't want Jesus to come. However, why is the devil trying to still kill Jewish people? Why has he been doing it for 2,000 years? What does the devil know that, unfortunately, not too many Christians understand? Next.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Are there hidden forces of darkness trying to block God's blessings for your life? Do angels exist, providing us with supernatural protection, disarming our enemies? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
I've been so looking forward to this interview with my friend, Jonathan Burness. Jonathan and I go back. I think I met you, you were barely out of your teens, and we had so much in common, both Jewish, both came to the Lord supernaturally, and both had a passion to tell our people about the Messiah. And we used to get together and pray. But Jonathan started doing something that was out of my paradigm, out of my understanding. We would pray in tongues, that I understood, but then he went into a deep form of prayer called travail. How did this start with you, even?
You know, Sid, it took me by surprise. I didn't know this at the time, but God was preparing me for a ministry in the former Soviet Union.
It is the groanings and utterings that we read about in Romans, the 8th chapter, and what you walked into, and I was privileged to walk into it with Jonathan as his guest, I believe was the most significant Jewish ministry in 2,000 years in the former Soviet Union.
It was an incredible time in history, and I think moving into this realm of birthing, of groanings that cannot be uttered, was actually bringing that to pass. I didn't understand it with my natural mind. And good thing, Sid, right? Because you don't want the mind
in the way. Listen, if you had known the hotels that he put me in when I went to the former Soviet Union.
You know, Sid, it was worth the cost. It really was. There's a price to pay.
I want to take you back to the first meeting Jonathan and I were at. Jonathan had no idea if anyone would show up, and I, of course, didn't know. The auditorium was jam-packed with unsaved Jewish people. The altar call went forth, and Jonathan and I saw something we had never seen before. What did we see?
This particular hall sat 4,000 people, over 4,000, and we saw people rushing forward, packing the altar.
To come to know the Messiah.
Yes, it was an amazing, fighting over Bibles, Sid.
Yeah.
Fist fights over Bibles.
Well, I'll tell you what, that groaning that Jonathan did in the spirit and that I did in the spirit, that praying in tongues laid the foundation for one of the greatest moves of God among Jewish people in 2,000 years. And then it kind of subsided for years. And Jonathan told me the groanings are coming back.
They are indeed. And the Lord has really prompted me again to spend extended times in fasting and prayer.
That tells me something as big, I believe,
bigger
is about ready to happen. We're about ready to see the greatest outpouring on Israel. And by the way, who is Israel? A lot of people are confused on that.
Well, that's a good question, and I think there's some misunderstanding. When Christians hear Israel, they think of a little sliver of land in the Middle East, about the size of New Jersey. But in fact, biblically, Israel is a people that God has sovereignly preserved despite all odds and efforts to destroy them. Jeremiah 31, as long as the sun shines by day and the moon and stars by night, they declare the supernatural preservation of the physical descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and said, God scattered us to the uttermost parts of the earth. And said, the reason that God wants me here to talk about this today is because that every believer, every person watching that knows the Lord has been called to a supernatural destiny in supernatural times. This is the greatest time in history to be alive. And I don't want anyone to be on the sidelines. God doesn't want anyone to be on the sidelines.
Okay, but this begs a question. Everyone knows why the devil tried to kill all the Jewish babies 2,000 years ago because he wanted to stop the Messiah from coming. But now he's here. So why is God still concerned about the Jewish people, about the nation Israel? Why now? We understand why why that was very important at the first coming of the Messiah.
Right.
Why now?
That's a great question, and that's really one of the themes going through my book, Unlocking the Prophetic Mysteries of Israel, that the Jewish people are the centerpiece of God's plan for redemption. Jesus came through the Jewish people. God's destiny for the Jewish people was to bless every household, to bless every individual, and that's why Abraham was blessed. The greatest blessing through the Jewish people is the Messiah, but the Jewish people play a role in his return just as they played a role in his first coming. And so Satan knows something that most Christians don't, and that is the role that Israel has to play in the Messiah's return. And the plan of the enemy is stop Israel, destroy Israel, and keep the Messiah from returning and God's plan of redemption for the whole earth from taking place, because the ultimate end of that is the destruction of Satan himself.
I'm going to tell you something. I know why this travail has started, because there's recently a poll which changes the whole paradigm of reaching Jewish people with the gospel. A poll was done by the Barna survey team that 21% of North American Jewish millennials believe in the deity of Jesus. And a lot of people say, oh, wonderful. Yes and no. Yes, it's wonderful, but they don't know Jesus. They don't have experiential knowledge with him. This is why I've created a booklet. And this booklet is called There Must Be Something More. And I am mailing this. We got a mailing list of 720,000 Jewish millennials. We are mailing this to these Jewish millennials. It's part of our Project 77. And I'm going to tell you something. These Jewish millennials will change the world. But I am so grateful that in the United States of America, President Trump has just done something that has rocked the kingdom of Satan in darkness. I mean, that's why there's so much junk going on against him. He has just said, we recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and in a year, we are going to put our embassy there. Jonathan, why is the restoration of Jerusalem so significant to these end days?
Well, that's a good question. Jerusalem, Sid, is the centerpiece, the bullseye. Jesus died in Jerusalem. Jesus will return not to New York or to Rome. He's returning to Jerusalem. and he's returning to a Jerusalem, we're told, that's back in the hands of the Jewish people. These are the words of Jesus, Yeshua himself, "You will not see me again," speaking over Jerusalem, "until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" He also tells us in Luke 21, 24, that Jerusalem would be trodden down by the Gentiles, by the nations, until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That little word "until" is a very prophetic word. It's a prophetic mystery. There is a set time, Jesus is saying, where Jerusalem will come back into the hands of the Jewish people, and it's the prophetic time clock. When that happens, it signals a transition back to a focus on the Jewish people and his near return.
Yeah, it's like the clock is speeding up when you see Jerusalem as a Jewish nation again.
2 minutes to 12, Sid. That happened in 1967, and that's when Jewish people started coming to faith in great numbers. That's when everything changed, and now we're aligning with that as the U.S. is recognizing finally Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
So you're saying that this was not just a good diplomatic move by President Trump, this was literally fulfilling Bible prophecy.
I don't know if President Trump had any consideration of Scripture, but God used him when he made the decision we're no longer delaying, actually a decision that was made back in 1995 by the Congress. I'm not signing this ongoing order to delay this. He was aligning America with Genesis 12. I'll bless those that bless my people. I'm expecting unprecedented blessing to come to America as a result of this. I'm expecting prosperity and, more importantly, revival to come. That's the first thing. The second thing is peace. The peace process has to be built on truth. Now, I don't believe there's any peace plan that will work outside of the Prince of Peace, but this is truth, finally. We're aligning with truth, that Jerusalem has always been and remains the capital of Israel, and Jesus will rule physically out of Jerusalem.
Because Israel is so important, there is so much misunderstanding on Israel. For instance, I meet many Christians that literally feel that we're under the new covenant and the church has replaced Israel. Give me one reason why that's not true.
The fact that Jewish people are coming back to faith in greater numbers, the fact that Israel has been restored as a nation, that Jerusalem is back under Jewish control, all these things were prophesied in the Jewish prophets thousands of years ago. They're all coming to pass. And here's another thing, Sid. If God reached a point where he said, "I'm done with Israel," then how can Christians trust that he doesn't reach a point where he says, "I'm finished with the church," or "I'm finished with you because you've sinned too much"? No, we trust in a faithful God because he's demonstrated his faithfulness to a people throughout history that have not been faithful. That's the God we serve.
You know, it reminds me of the story of the prodigal son. I see the older brother as a type of the Gentile church and the younger brother as a type of the Jewish people. And the Jewish people have not deserved for 2,000 years because they've been like the prodigal son. And the older brother has been plowing in the field for 2,000 years. And then there's a big celebration because the Jewish son comes home. And the older brother is very sulking over this. And the father says to the older brother, "Son, everything I have is yours." You get it? The whole thing, it's a team. It's called the one new humanity, the one new man, the two working together to expand the Father's kingdom. And that's what I'm going to ask you to do right now. We have Project 77. Why? Because there's a brand new Barna poll that reveals Jewish millennials and North American don't have any reservations about accepting Jesus. 21% say that they believe in the deity of Jesus, but no one is telling them how to have experiential knowledge with Jesus. I want to send a book. We have a mailing list of 720,000 millennials, and I want to send this to them. I want to have a web page to answer their questions. And Jonathan, you and I know when you pray for the salvation of Israel, boom, I'll be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Our world is rife with comparisons about what separates us. Day after day, we go about our lives with tunnel vision. But Scripture tells us how Messiah broke down the wall between Jew and Gentile, allowing for the creation of one new man, one new humanity. This spiritual completeness is set to usher in the greatest move toward God the world has ever known. Sid Roth has discovered Scripture's key to reaching the Jewish people with God's love. One New Humanity opens the door for God to move in signs and wonders, and all will see the evidence of the invisible God promised in Scripture. At SidRoth.org, you'll find mentoring tools to empower you to share how One New Humanity is critical to bringing multitudes to know God. You'll understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church, and how all the nations of the earth will experience blessings unseen in human history. Log on to SidRoth.org today and learn how one new man is the key to unlocking God's greatest blessings.
The supernatural of God knows no bounds, and now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, anyplace. ISN. The It's Supernatural online network is now available for your mobile devices and smart TVs with this free ISN app.
People are astounded at the miracles they've seen others receive on our TV programs. Now, viewers are experiencing that same touch of God, and you can too.
ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs. Access our life-changing specials led by top world-class teachers, or choose from dozens of powerful episodes of It's Supernatural. Just go to your app store and download it for free.
Television schedules were fine for my parents' generation, but with the ISN app, I can watch what I want on my schedule.
Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So the question that a lot of you are asking, Jonathan, why should believers care about Israel? Why?
Yeah, so
I mean, it's just another nation. That's what many say.
Right, but that's not what the Bible says. So two reasons. One, the debt of responsibility. When we realize that the salvation of the nations, the salvation of everyone watching, is the result of the obedience of the first Jewish believers that took the gospel around the world, including the Apostle Paul, who was a Jewish rabbi. But the other is the future. Four words said, life from the dead. Paul says, if their rejection brought you salvation, what's going to happen when they come back? And by the way, he talks about the responsibility of every Christian to provoke the Jewish people to jealousy. Because of the rejection, salvation has come to you through them with the responsibility to provoke them to jealousy. So the greatest blessing that you can give a Jewish person, of course, is the gospel, to pray for them, to proclaim, to share your faith with them, and to bring them into the kingdom of God. And then Paul says, life from the dead. The result of their return will bring life from the dead. So if you want your family saved, if you want your city saved, if you want your nation saved, if you want to see the world saved, it's the Jewish people coming back that's the catalyst to release that revival.
And that's the word that I'm hearing also, catalyst. There is a catalyst in the last days. There was a spark at the first coming of the Messiah, and there was salvation was through the Jew. And I believe that just before Messiah returns, there will be a great revival in Israel. There will be Jewish people that will be ablaze with the fire of God. In fact,
absolutely.
What does Joel say about that?
Well, Joel talks about this final day and said, I don't believe it's far in the future. It started already. And I have lots of stories about Jewish people in the land of Israel, ultra-Orthodox rabbis being saved. I have great stories about Jews that have been scattered to other nations. We've seen an incredible revival in Russia. That's part of a last days revival that's growing. There's going to be this crescendo. and every believer is called to be part of it. That's what Joel's talking about, the outpouring of the Spirit in the last days. It's going to overshadow every other revival in history, including Pentecost. And we get to be part of it, Sid.
There's such a presence of God in what we're talking about, because this is so close to God's heart at this moment that you understand this. This is why we have Project 77. This is why we are mailing books to Jewish people throughout North America, the former Soviet, close to 3 million, Jonathan, we have mailed now. And now we're mailing under Project 77 to millennials, because for the first time, there's a segment of the Jewish society that is so open to the gospel. The latest Barna poll said 21% of Jewish millennials already believe in the deity of Jesus. You know, Jonathan, this travail opened up one of the greatest ministries I know of to reach Jewish people. This travail opened up. I've reached thousands of Jewish people over the last few years. When we come back, could you pray a prayer of impartation? Because I know when he prays, people start moving into this travail. It's going to change your life. We'll be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
In just one moment, find out how you can get for free this prophetic book by Jonathan Burness, Unlocking the Prophetic Mysteries of Israel, and Sid Roth's testimony booklet, There Must Be Something More. An unprecedented supernatural door has opened. Large numbers of Jewish people are suddenly accepting Jesus as their Messiah and Lord like never before. They Thought for Themselves is a supernatural book that God gave Sid Roth in a dream. It is written from a Jewish perspective, with 10 Jewish people telling their own stories to other Jewish people. The book relates to them and penetrates them in a way nothing else can. Now God has directed Sid Roth to bring this gospel message to 2 million Jewish people in America, while the supernatural door remains open.
Please call the number on the screen right now and say, yes, Sid, I will join Project 77, adopting 7 Jewish people right now to lead them to Messiah. Most unsaved Jewish people don't have a believing family praying for them to come to know Jesus as their Messiah. When you call, you are saying, I will pray for their salvation, and I'm providing each of them a copy of They Thought for Themselves. Your gift of just $77 will provide this powerful book to 7 Jewish people, and we will send you the names of your 7 Jewish families so you can hold them up in prayer.
In addition, we want to send you this beautiful keychain, a replica of the high priest's breastplate, which includes 12 stones, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Just as the high priest would be reminded by his breastplate to intercede for Israel, we pray that your keychain will remind you to hold up your 7 Jewish names in prayer every time you use your keys. Plus, when you call, you will also receive your own copy of the book, They Thought for Themselves. This book will stir your faith to believe God for your own family's salvation. And for a limited time only, we will also send you a free copy of this prophetic book by Jonathan Burness, Unlocking the Prophetic Mysteries of Israel, 7 Keys to Understanding Israel's Role in the End Times, and Sid Roth's testimony booklet, There Must Be Something More. Through your gift of $77 or more, you will be helping to fulfill end-time Bible prophecy concerning the salvation of Israel and the Jewish people. You may feel that God is directing you now to reach 77 Jewish households by giving $777. $777 to reach 77 Jewish households is like bringing the gospel to an entire Jewish neighborhood.
In Genesis 12:3, God promises to bless those who bless the Jewish people. What blessing do you need? Family, salvation, health, more glory, finances? The heart of God at this moment is Jewish souls. Catch God's heart and watch His favor increase in your life.
We must move while this supernatural door remains open. Each day, Jewish people in America pass into eternity without ever hearing a clear presentation of the gospel.
Just as the door has opened supernaturally, it will close just as suddenly. Please call right now.
Call now, use the web, or send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number P77 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
When you engage in the deep intercessory prayer of travail, you birth something in your life. I saw Jonathan birth one of the greatest ministries in 2,000 years in the former Soviet Union. And he said this travail is coming back on him really strong now. He's about ready to birth something new. I want to birth something new, and I want you to birth something new. Are you interested?
Yes.
Jonathan, if you would pray corporately for those that watching at home and those in the audience right now to move into travail. And I want you to pray something that is more important even at this moment than travail, and that's more important to God. And that is that everyone watching has God's heart for the Jewish people in Israel.
Amen. Would you join with me? And if you have a prayer language and you at home also, just begin to pray in the Spirit. And this is there's an anointing that God wants to release in your life to bring you into a new place. There's a gap, we know from Ezekiel, that needs to be filled by his people that will stand in that gap. And everything changes when that happens. Are you ready? Receive it. In the name of Yeshua, I release an anointing, a fresh anointing for travail. Lord, you're calling the deep to go into deep in the name of Yeshua. In Jesus' name, I release that anointing. I release that travail, that supplication, that deep prayer that brings us into a place of creative miracles, into a place of birthing that which you desire to do. Lord, bringing into the natural that which already exists in the unseen world, I release it over everyone watching. I release it over this audience in the name of Yeshua. Come forth, come forth, come forth. Those that will pray for Israel, those that will pray for Jerusalem to be a praise in the earth. You've set watchmen on the walls who will give you no rest until you make Jerusalem a praise in all the earth. Release that anointing over the television, in this studio, in the name of Yeshua. Come forth deep from within, Lord. Deeper, deeper, deeper into the things of God. Receive it right now. It's a new day. It's a new beginning. It's a fresh anointing that God is releasing from heaven above onto the earth, into his people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, what you're feeling is the Holy Spirit.
As we Jewish people say, Amen, which means so be it.
So be it.
Hello, I'm Robert Henderson. Did you know that there are courts in heaven? Did you know that you can legally remove cases against you that are trying to delay or deny your healing? Are you ready for a verdict to be rendered in your favor when it comes to your healing? Then join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth.